One day I was talking with my grandfather, and I asked him, I said, "Papa, when did you graduate from high school?" And he said, "High school?" He said, "I didn't even get to the sixth grade." Now I'm a child. I can't even imagine sixth grade. What you mean you didn't go to the sixth grade? I said, "Why didn't you go to sixth grade?" You know, as a child, I'm puzzled. It doesn't make any sense to me. He said, "Because I had to work." Now, my grandfather was born in 1917. So imagine having the responsibility of having to work at, 10 or 11 years old in the fifth grade? Just imagine having the responsibility to have to work and be under intense racism. We're talking about Fayetteville, Arkansas, and my grandfather was born in 1917. So we're talking about when he's 10, around 1927, maybe 1928. We're talking about intense racism. If you do your research and study, you'll find that slavery really didn't change till after World War I. That's how bad it was. So my grandfather had to endure intense racism and have the responsibilities that a grown man would have. What y'all think about that? But he had all that without an education. You know, nowadays, if you don't have a bachelor's degree, you can cancel Christmas. It's over. Like, having a degree is pretty much standard if you want to embark on a path of success. This is how they have it set up. Now, there are a few people that don't go to school and become successful. I know. But for the most part, you have to at least go to college to start that path of success. And my grandfather didn't even make it to the sixth grade during a time period where black people were seen as 3/5 of a human being and treated as such. And I can't say much has changed now because we're still getting the brunt of all this racism. Anyway, but my grandfather ended up going into the service and leaving and moving out, going to California. And I think he went out to California because he was stationed out there, possibly. And I guess on the way he met my grandmother, and he set up shop in California, and he moved his mother out there, and he moved his sisters, he moved his cousins, he moved his family out there to California. So my grandfather kind of let the family start over in California. Now, I want to fast forward to what my grandfather became. With limited education and being black and from the South, my grandfather ended up retiring from the railroad, Pacific Union. My grandfather ended up being in all kind of organizations. My grandfather was a pillar in the community. My grandfather owned property. My grandfather owned houses. My grandfather was a success story with the fifth grade education. There are people right now that have doctorates and are in debt. There are people right now that are educated and not successful according to social standards. But there are people that have all these degrees and are not successful. My grandfather had none and was very successful. And not only successful, he was respected. And not only respected, he left a legacy. His legacy didn't blossom because we didn't pick up the torch. And that's us and our family. And so we have to light that torch back up. That's on us. My grandfather gave us a great blueprint to finishing this empire. This man went from no education to building an empire to leaving a legacy. But you know why? Because most folks make it about what? Just getting a college degree. They just want to be educated. They just want to say, "I went to school." But you went to school to do what? If you went to school to just work, then you fail. If you got your degree just to work, then you fail. Because your college education or your education in general should be for a greater purpose. And I am not knocking anybody that has a regular job or whatever. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, if that was your intent on life was to be educated, then you fail. Because the question is not you being educated. The question is, what are you going to do with your education? because that, to me, what needs to be developed. What are you going to do in spite of? We know what you're going to do when everything's going good, but what are you going to do in spite of? That's why there's a lot of college graduates in poverty, because we fell into the trap of making it about what? Getting that college degree. And we made it not about what? Being successful at life. But before I get too deep into this thing, I want to welcome you all to the Dirty Soapbox, where my soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean. Ooh. Piggybacking off of the intro, and I don't eat pork, but I'm gonna piggyback off of it. My grandfather made it about us. He made it about family. He made it about succeeding at life. He made it about leaving a legacy. He made it about something beyond himself, and that's what made him successful. To me, success extends beyond our personal accomplishments. Success is about what we can add to the world. Who can we make better? And then, what can we leave behind? People at the gym ask me all the time, man, you're not afraid to say this on social media? Or people say, you're not afraid of being tracked by the government? Or people say, you're not? I say, listen, with everything going on, if the world is concerned with what I'm saying and what I'm doing, then I'm doing my job. If I'm on the government's radar, then I'm doing my job. If I got people concerned with what I'm saying, then it's a blessing and I count it all joy. I am doing my job. But if you're asking me if I'm afraid to speak the truth, then I have to say no. You know, I made my peace with God a long time ago. If it has to be, then it has to be. I was listening to Martin Luther King, and he was talking about basically knowing he was going to die. Do you know how hard it is to still be a good person? Scratch that. Do you know how difficult it is to still be one of the greatest people the world has ever known and knowing they're going to kill you? I don't think people can conceptualize what kind of person that is. We see all these superheroes and comic books, and they got it from black people, because only black people are faced with the kind of adversity that Superman is faced with. Let's just be honest. Only black people are faced with a tough decision every single day. And my grandfather, God rest his soul, my grandfather went from the bottom to the top, and nobody can say they gave him nothing. It was all God. But above it being God, my grandfather had to be willing to do it. So it still falls back on my grandfather. You see, God might make the key. God will make the key, but God will not open the lock. We have to open the lock. Because it's not fair for God to make those kind of decisions for us. We got to make those tough decisions. We have to be the ones to put that key into that lock and open that door. And then we can get to a point where, guess what? We're making our own keys and we're handing them out. Because that's how God. Like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, that's how God is. God is empowering. God is into the business of making us just like God, to be able to create something because we're speaking things into existence. So we are focused on what success looks like and what success should be instead of actually just living a successful life. And in order to do that, in my opinion, we have to make it about something bigger than ourselves. And I go back to my grandfather. And my grandfather had a fifth grade education. But look what he accomplished. He had his own business. Look what he accomplished. He was a pillar in the community. Look what he accomplished. He was respected. Look what he accomplished. He had a family. Look what he accomplished. He had a legacy. Look what he accomplished. He never made any excuses, ever. I never heard my grandfather blaming somebody else. My grandfather used to get, I never forget these days, where he would get me and my cousin, JJ, up 4 o'clock in the morning to go fishing. Ooh, and you know, I hated fishing, let me be honest. Because when they used to go fishing, my grandparents would be fishing, I had to be the one to run down there and get the net and get the big fish out. And I knew if we went fishing, the lunch was gonna be nasty. They always had a nasty lunch. Had them choke sandwiches, bologna cheese and white bread. Might have a little drink, that's it. No chips. You know, we wanted chips. It was a nasty side. It'd be like potato salad or something that we didn't really want. But I used to hate going fishing. But I understood why my grandfather took us fishing, because he was teaching us how to fish. Not just in the lakes, in the rivers, I'm talking about in life. And my cousin Shanae was going fishing with us too sometimes. And Deltice. But he took all of us fishing. And then we went fishing, he tell us about life. My grandfather would be fishing, we'd be talking about life. He'd be talking about life. You see that? See that line moving? Talking about life. You see that? You see that bait? Put the bait on there. See, talking. So this is back and forth. We learned about life and learning how to fish. So what I'm telling you is that my grandfather achieved all of these great things, and he was a great man with the fifth grade education. So it's not about where you went to school. It's not about what kind of degrees you have. It's not about how many degrees you have. It's about what are you going to do with what you've acquired. I just ordered some books, but I don't read books just to read books. If I read a book, I apply it to my life. I take notes. I learn the book. I add the book to my life. That's why it takes me a minute to read a book, because I'm actually reading the book to comprehend and add it to my life. So I might get to chapter 5 and I've added 3 things to my life already. I don't just read to read. I read to be better. And I want to get better so I can be better for the world. But my grandfather had a fifth grade education, and he's accomplished more than a lot of people I know. And so I thank God that he was my grandfather. I thank God that he met my grandmother. I thank God he moved to California. I thank God for my upbringing. I thank God for my family. I thank God for the way I was raised. Because I realize now, 2019, the way I was raised was the right way. I was raised the right way, and I am thankful. They don't make them like my grandfather anymore. They do not make them like my grandfather anymore. But I am thankful. And I want you all to know that it's not about going to school. It's about what you're going to do when you leave that classroom. Thank you. One of my favorite shows to watch is My 600 Pound Life. I love that show because that show is to me one of the greatest challenges to human character. That show reveals all. I watched that show for years and I realized one thing. There are two types of people on that show. There are people that make excuses and there are people that stop making excuses. Now, the world will try to convince me that the people that keep making excuses have a disorder. And I always ask the question, is it a disorder or are they trying to get over? Those are two different things. Is it a disorder or are they trying to get over? It's almost like a tongue twister. But the people on this show have no problem eating. They love it. They're forcing food down their esophagus at a tremendous rate. And you know, it's crazy to see how much these people eat. These people eat all day long and they eat a lot. But all the laughing and eating and the games and the jokes and all that stuff ceases when they realize they're about to die. Then all of a sudden now everybody gets serious. Now everybody starts crying. Now everybody's sharing their deepest, darkest pain. Now everybody's is a victim, so to speak. But when you thought you weren't gonna die, everything was great. Like I said, the two people on the show are the people that make excuses and the person that stops making excuses. And let's be honest, if a person gets to be 600, 700, 800 pounds, you have to have help. You can't achieve that massive size by yourself, so even the people in their lives are making excuses. They're usually feeling sorry for them. They're usually enablers. They're usually people that aren't disciplined themselves. Because if it's me, and I see you, and I see you when you're 700 or 800 pounds, even 900 pounds, I'm gonna stop feeding you. Like, I'm really gonna make you become vegan on purpose. Like, you rice, cakes, and water for a couple of months, see how that works out. And I give you some vitamins too. But I'm not feeding you anymore. You can forget that. And I'm like, well, what's the consequence? They're gonna get up and get to me. They're gonna sit there and they're gonna adjust to what I'm doing. They're gonna adjust to the diet I'm giving them. I'm gonna force them to lose weight. But most people aren't gonna do that because they're gonna say, I love them, I feel sorry, listen, that's not love, first of all. You enabling somebody is not love. You feeling sorry for someone is not love. It's not love. It's not. You empowering somebody is love. You wanting to give somebody your best, that's love. You wanting somebody to be their best, that's love. You're not making excuses for a person, that's love. But feeding somebody 12 meals a day is not love. It's not. It's sabotage. That's what it is, it's sabotage. But I go back to the show because, and I love this show because you'll see somebody that's had a weight problem for 20 years. And they'll get on this show and with the right motivation, with the right push, but also with the willingness to be motivated and the willingness to be pushed, start losing weight. And then some folks get on the show and want to fight the doctor, get mad at the world. I remember I saw one guy, his wife started losing weight and he became abusive. They were both overweight, but his wife started losing weight and he started putting his hands on her. Think about that. The world tried to convince me they have a disorder. I don't believe it. It's not a disorder. He's trying to get over. Then you can do what you want to do with no consequence. And that's not a disorder. That's just human nature. But I love that show. And that show is a reflection of life. You have the people that are making excuses and the people that stop making excuses. So if you really want to lose weight, if you really want to lose that 400 or 500 pounds, in some cases six, you're going to stop making excuses. If you really want to start that business, you're going to stop making excuses. If you really want to get that role, you're going to stop making excuses. If you really want to come out with that clothing line, you're going to stop making excuses. The only thing holding us up in life is making excuses, because we all make excuses. Don't feel ashamed about making an excuse. We all make an excuse one way or another. But the key is, when are we going to stop? I'm looking for the stopping point. When am I going to stop making excuses? We should stop today. Thank you. No cap! I'm not doing a recap anymore. I'm doing a no cap. I'm doing a no cap because there's no lies in my verses. Now, somebody said, if you're posting on social media, you're not doing nothing. And I asked them, with all the activism, with all the protests, with all the boycotts, with all the marches, with all the political groups we've created, with all the bloodshed, with all the revolts, why are black people not in a better place? They couldn't answer the question. You know why? Because black people are concerned with what it looks like versus what it is. We're concerned with how it looks versus what it actually is. If you post on social media and it's something positive, that is something you're giving back to the universe. That will have an impact. It will not return void, because you posted something with an intended purpose that was positive. So don't tell me it doesn't matter. It does matter. Because there are folks that don't post anything and don't do anything. So an action is going to promote action. That's how it works. Don't let anybody tell you that what you're doing is not big enough. All these big things that have been done and the world is still suffering. All these big ideas to end world hunger and kids are still dying from starvation. So don't tell me that something small doesn't matter. It may not matter to you, but it matters. Stop being concerned with what it looks like and be concerned with what it is. I told somebody, I was talking, breaking it down. I said, in the beginning, there was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We got God exist. We got the Word existing in three entities. We got the Word existing by itself. We got the Word existing as God. And we got the Word existing outside of that. And then I asked somebody, what is the Word? They try to quote me some Bible scriptures. No, that is not the Word. The Word is truth. Truth is the Word. In the beginning of existence, there was the truth. And from the truth, we have everything we see right now. A lot of y'all can't yield any fruit and can't get any results because you live in a lie. That's why it says the truth shall set you free. Because in the beginning, it was the truth. And from the truth, we got all creation. I'm getting off topic. There are two different types of people in the world. There are those that are making excuses and those that have stopped making excuses. So if you get to be 600 pounds, don't cry and don't blame anybody else. Just say, I thought I could get over and it cost me. Now, guess what? I want to encourage you. If you're 600, you could be 100 pounds again. Might be too slim. Maybe you can be 150 pounds again. You can lose the weight. You gain the weight, you can lose the weight. What's my point? My point is, life boils down to a choice. You got to make a choice. Or a choice will be made for you. Not making a choice is a choice. We all got the same opportunities. We all got them. But we all got the same 24 hours in a day. So make the right choice. Make the right choice based on your life. Not my life, not his life, not her life. Make the right choice based on your life. My grandfather left an empire with a fifth grade education. My grandfather left an empire with a fifth grade education. It wasn't about the education. It's not about the degrees. It's not about the doctorates. It's about what you're going to do with it. My grandfather took a fifth grade education and created an empire. So don't tell me what can be done, and don't tell me that school is the end all be all. Now, I encourage a lot of you all to go to school, not to get an education, but to learn how to complete something, but to learn how to dedicate yourself to something and actually see it through. Some of y'all need to go to college. Some of y'all need to go to the armed services. You do, because you need that discipline. You need that structure. And then some of you all don't. But I guarantee it all boils down to choice. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox. Well, my soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean. I love y'all, and I want you all to stay encouraged. No cap. Wait for it. Free Blanche. Get money.